Simon Sinek talks a lot about this idea of what is your why in business, but I like to kind of bring the same idea into the therapy space or into the coaching space, I should say, in that what's your why, what's your mission, what's your purpose?
Welcome to the Concrete Build Crypto Financing Podcast, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors to our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. We're not just building houses. We are revolutionizing real estate. Concrete Build, CBLD, combines blockchain and 3D printing, as well as commercial properties, to make housing affordable and investments accessible. Tokenize real estate, earn rewards, and help fund sustainable housing projects. Imagine a world where anyone can invest in property securely and affordably. That world starts with CBLD. Get involved today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce my guest tonight. My guest tonight is Patrick Eilers. Did I say that right?
You did, yes.
Awesome. He's an expert voice in the field of mental health and wellness. Patrick is the owner of Bloomworks Concepts and Coaching, which specializes in mental wellness and balance. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Patrick. How are you doing tonight, Patrick?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Wonderful. I like to start off this show by asking all of our guests this question. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Well, I don't know much about crypto, but I know that it's something that people have tried to, it's been on a movement as far as it gaining popularity. I know certainly that there's a lot of changes within the internet and with things online. So I certainly believe that it probably will have an impact on real estate and kind of, what I've also heard about virtual space, people buying virtual space online. So that's something else that does that play a role in that too. Yeah, I think it certainly has a place down the road or maybe even currently. I don't know how where it stands right now, but that seems like it's something that is certainly moving forward that way.
Wonderful. Do you think that perhaps purchasing real estate or crypto may improve or decrease someone's mental health or balance?
Well, I think it certainly gives more access to people in some ways. Sometimes that can be good, sometimes that can be bad. I know like when I was an addiction specialist for many years, last 4 years before I started my business. And during that period of time, one of the areas that they've been talking about kind of increasing is a digital space that people can access that is unregulated. And how does that affect people's, being able to do either somewhat or semi or actual legal activities online that can definitely create that space. And so that's something that can be damaging to a person. But I think from an overall wellness perspective, people being able to have more access to something is a positive thing. But I do think that, again, I'd say in my eight dimensions of wellness pie that I've talked about in other podcasts, I certainly think internet health and the balance of those things that we have online is really super important for people because it does something, it can be something that takes over people's lives. So it's important to have that balance within that, right? So you have a certain amount of boundaries around that. Certainly with crypto could be a big part of that. If you have boundaries of how much you're going to spend and those kind of things, that kind of falls in the finance one as well.
How do you go about developing that balance? So you talk about developing a balance. How would you go about instructing someone that perhaps is unbalanced to say, this is how you go about creating some balance in your life, some mental wellness?
Yeah. Well, for me personally, one of the things I do as a coach, I have an actual assessment that people could take that I've developed that helps people really a self-report scale of what they look at, where areas in their life that are overwhelming for them or areas that maybe they feel like are out of balance, like we just talked about. Certainly the areas of there's eight dimensions. So physical wellness, spiritual wellness, emotional, environmental. There's several different ones. But basically the whole idea is that you self-report where you think you're at as far as kind of the numbers. And then we look at number 1 to 10. If 10 is an area you're doing really well in, great. If you're an area that's at 1, then we take a look at where we can improve there. And so I like to try to get that in the client's hands because they know their life better than I do. But the whole idea is to try to be able to, identify those areas first. So I think that's the first step. And then the second step to that is once you identify those areas, what can you do to, and when I say balance again, everybody's sort of space looks a little different. So everybody's balance is going to be unique to each person. They may have each of their sort of sections, be really within a equilaterally math space of each of one another, but then you're gonna have pieces where they may not be the same. There might be areas where they spend less time balancing that. So I think that looks different for everybody. And so the second part is really, once you identify it, how do you help a person? And that is really about what is their goals, what's their mission, what is their why, so to speak. Simon Sinek talks a lot about this idea of what is your why in business, but I like to kind of bring the same idea into the therapy space or into the coaching space, I should say, in that what's your why, what's your mission, what's your purpose? And then I think the third part is that how do you then practically change that? And part of the practical changing that is being able to make the changes that you need to make. And so either have A, having accountability in place, or B, having something set up where you're able to build on that discipline, because I think discipline's a big part of that, whether or not buying real estate or being crypto, or whether or not you want to work on physical wellness, whatever it takes, there's some level of discipline it takes to be able to find that balance. So, and then that consistency with that discipline. So those are kind of three steps, I guess I'd say, as far as kind of getting to that and then discovering it.
Gotcha. Would you say balance is basically the absence of stress? Because someone might say, I spend a lot of time at work, or I spend a lot of time in my business, but I love it and it brings me joy. So
Yeah.
you say that imbalance is basically just the absence of peace, or absence of just a kind of being regulated. So it's not necessarily every part of your life has to have its equal
Right.
parts. It's like how you're feeling about it.
I'd be nervous to step in the space of saying absence of stress, because stress for a lot of people is a good thing. We need to have stress in order for us to be disciplined and continue moving forward in the things that we're doing in our life. I do think discipline is probably being able to understand each section, or like in this case, each thing in our lives' importance. The things that are most important that adhere to who I am authentically as a person should be probably the things I spend the most time with. So if your business is something that you find is being a real joy, and that's something that does speak authentically to you as a person, I think you can certainly have that being a greater part of your life than maybe say somewhere else. But if it's really important for you to be in a relationship, or to have a marriage, or to have a family, and those things are taking a secondary role to the business or to something else in your life, hobby, whatever it might be, that's where those are out of balance. So when we talk about balance, I think it really depends on what's your own authentic space that you consider that's important for you, that aligns with who you really are, again, what's your why. And then the secondary part to that is understanding that, okay, if those things don't align with who I really am, then how do I get there? And again, that may not be something that happens overnight. You may need assistance in kind of walking to that point, or discovering really what is your why as well. That's another part of it, is helping people understand who they are, understand what they feel, and understand how to communicate that.
Their purpose. So I feel that I achieve really good balance with work life, just my physical health, just by prioritizing. I find that if I prioritize things based on my values, then I don't have to worry about one thing over taking the other. Like I prioritize my health, I prioritize family. And so naturally, if those things come up for me, they just take priority over anything else. Not saying
Absolutely.
that I don't do a really good job at my business or my work, but I just know what my priorities are and I know what my values are. I'm in perfect balance because of that.
Absolutely.
So I find that fascinating, but definitely, I think you hit the hammer on the nail when you said that it has a lot to do with your purpose. Or you didn't say purpose, but
Absolutely.
you said finding their why.
Find your why, find your purpose. Yeah, what's your
Why?
mission?
Yeah. If you know that, then it makes everything else kind of fall in place. I agree.
I think you had a great word too, priorities. I think it starts to put your priorities into perspective, what's supposed to.
So why did you go into business for yourself? Give us a little bit of your personal why.
Yeah, so for me, I've had quite a long journey of being a therapist. I mean, I still am. I've been a therapist for 9 years, but I'm kind of in a transitionary period right now, currently with the coaching business. The coaching business started a couple of years ago from the perspective of, I've been working, like I mentioned, I work as a specialist with addiction, and really seeing that the field of therapy is in a transitional phase itself right now. And obviously, during the pandemic, we've had a real influx of people moving to more of a virtual setting. I feel like life coaching in general has taken a different position than maybe what it had before the pandemic. And
Got it.
people just are looking for help. And I think, and for me, when I was working as an addiction specialist, I mean, there were a lot of people who just couldn't afford what they were able to. We didn't take insurance. It was a situation where it was a kind of private pay thing. And coaching is like that too. But I try to keep my coaching costs within a realm of what people can afford. And so the idea of the coaching was really about, that fits my skill set a little bit better as far as being able to help people, the day-to-day person, the person who struggles with kind of the regular life stuff. That kind of fits more of what my background, my skill set's been. Not to say that I can't do other areas where I haven't had success as a therapist, but certainly in the coaching world, I think, is something that speaks a little more, like I said, to what I do and how I see, sort of my experience and things like that. So I do think that that's a majority of why I wanted to get into the business, because it really gave me an opportunity to be able to come with my own kind of formulate my own version of what I sort of experienced and have observed, and have kind of been able to put that into practice with a master class and then beyond the one-on-one coaching that I have. So the goal is to try to eventually have that be my full-time work, whether that's going to be through stuff that's online, which I do either through my own website and things like that, but also in other areas as well through podcasts and stuff like that. So those are areas that kind of speak, I think, to what I've been able to, kind of fits what but I think I do more than just being the average therapist, so to speak.
So you're finding your why, Patrick. I really love that. So where would my viewers, if they wanted to have some coaching done from Patrick with Bloomworks, where would they find you? How would they go about? And it's virtual, I'm assuming, correct?
Right now we're all virtual. The main reason that is just because it keeps overhead low, so that's kind of the main focus of it, but also it's more accessible for people. So a couple of ways you can find us. I do have a Patreon site. It's patreon.com/bloomworks, and the Patreon website does have a membership like scale to it. So there's a $10 a month and a $20 a month membership. The idea there is to try to create accessibility for people that maybe it won't be able to afford the one-on-one or even be able to afford the master class, but are willing, would like to be to do something that has a membership component to it where they still get some help and support in that way. So a lot of the stuff I put on there are things I've written. I do a podcast for free. There's lots of different resources on there. I try to make it a one-stop website for people to get all kinds of resources, whether it's writing, other therapists, friends of mine, et cetera. So try to let that be a resource. So people can access it. You can also email us. Our website is patreon.com/bloomworks, but we also have an email. It's bloomworkscc@gmx.com. And we are taking new coaching clients. There's a link on our Patreon channel that goes directly to a calendar that people can schedule whenever they would like to schedule.
I love it. We will be sure to add that link to our description here tonight. I was fascinated about what you're doing, Patrick. Really, just to kind of tie a nice little bow with all of this, for those of you, my viewers, who are real estate or crypto enthusiasts, it's important to find your why, and it's important to find a balance in what you do. With Concrete Build, we really do see a vision. We have a vision to solve the housing crisis, while also democratizing real estate investment for anyone. You don't have to have thousands and thousands of dollars to have a piece of commercial property and earn generational wealth. So we absolutely believe in having a vision and a why behind what we're doing. So earning money can't be just the only why, right? Thank you so much again for joining us. And I want to encourage anyone that wants to learn more about what Bloomworks, you just click on the link below. And if you want to learn more about Concrete Build, just go to concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.